What about this woman across in Stoke Tunstall, Stoke-on-Trent, who put the handwritten message on an ambulance, basically saying she didn't care if the whole street had collapsed. She didn't want the ambulance parked outside her house. Some people are pretty brutal when it comes to the emergency services. Let me speak to Shane Devlin, who's the ambulance chief. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Frank.
This is bizarre, isn't it? You know, where someone would complain by writing an aggressive note and sticking it in the window of a busy ambulance.
It certainly is bizarre, and I would hope that it would be something that would never happen in Northern Ireland. But, yeah, I mean, our crews are out delivering life-saving care, and that kind of note, which is quite an astounding note, actually, is both unbelievable and exceptionally unhelpful.
Would it come from someone who hasn't given a second thought to the fact that she might need an ambulance sometime in the future?
Absolutely. I mean, we're obviously here to help anyone who needs an ambulance. And you know what? At times, our crews will have to park across people's driveways and road, etc., because they're in a job to save people's lives. And absolutely, it could be that individual next time who needs us. And I hope they don't ever need us, but if they do, we're here for them.
This is a 26-year-old who's been arrested after an abusive note was left on an ambulance dealing with a 999 call. And she says, "I don't care if the whole street's collapsed. Don't park here again." Shane, abuse is something, sadly, the paramedics do take, and it comes in various forms.
Yes, unfortunately so, Frank. It's becoming more and more common. I mean, over the last 12 months, we've had in excess of 400 assaults, whether verbal or physical, on our crews, on paramedics, technicians, etc. So, yeah, it is something that's becoming more and more common. It is never acceptable. I mean, it is absolutely never acceptable to assault verbally or physically any of our staff. But as I say, over 400 times in the last 12 months, that has been the case.
It's just, it is irritating, the note. It really is. You know, she calls it a van. She says, if this van is for anyone other than the people at number 14, then you have no right to park here. I couldn't give a bleep if the whole street collapsed. Now, move on. This is someone who's 26 years of age. Now, the ambulance service didn't file a complaint, but when it was posted on their Twitter account, the police then moved and have quite rightly arrested her for her abusive attitude.
Yes, that's correct. They have arrested her for abusive attitude. And it's something that obviously, as the Northern Ireland Ambulance Service, we greatly support. And we have had a number of people been arrested for abusing our staff. And there have been custodial sentences. We'd always call for that as well. So, yeah, it's very important that we're here to help and we want to do the right thing. But if our staff are abused verbally or physically, or in writing in this case, we'll, of course, take through the law.
What do you think is going through the heads of people who do abuse the staff of the emergency services?
In many cases, those people who abuse our staff are both intoxicated through drugs, drink, etc. And that's not an excuse. But in terms of you ask what goes through their head, I would suggest many of the people are in a state that probably not a lot is going through their head, to be perfectly honest. However, if you have had to use us and we have helped you and saved you, you will fully appreciate the work that our crews do, our paramedics and technicians do. It's truly amazing. So I struggle to understand why anyone would want in any way to abuse anyone who's here to help. And therefore, I do struggle, but it does happen, and it's quite unbelievable, but it does happen.
And it's good to know that you guys are there for everyone who's in crisis, even the ones who do abuse you. It's amazing the work that's done by the Blue Light Services. Shane, thanks for speaking to us this morning.
You're very
thank
welcome,
you.
Frank.
Thank you. What a dimwit that woman is. Right, good morning.